Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome to your little slice of fun. Here we go.
Hello.
It's Brownlow time, people.
Hello.
Hello.
It's that time again.
And if it sounds or feels a bit different, it might do.
It might do because we're a bit loud.
Sounds, smells, looks, touches.
Yeah, it touches you differently.
Yeah. It touches you differently.
Why would this podcast feel a little bit different from maybe the last 100, 200 odd podcasts we've done?
Because this has actually been created by ChatGPT-34.
That's right. We're not even here. This isn't Tommy. This is a computer. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But we are coming from ChatGPT headquarters, which is slightly different this week. No, we're coming from Kedge's house this week. Thank you, Kedge.
That's right.
For letting us around here. And go on. What's your initial thoughts?
No, I mean, the one thing is I remember the podcast we did here. When we were in North London, we came back.
That's
you lot
right.
were drinking.
Yeah, we were.
And so it
we
must did a be podcast. Over 3 years ago.
It was episode 30 or something.
Oh wow!
I think it was something like late night something, isn't it?
Late night larke.
Late night larke.
If you know that episode, yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of people like that one.
Yeah, I know because I was drunk. I was tired.
I wouldn't say we were drunk. We were merry.
No, because
merry.
I'd come from filming in Harrow, not far from here.
That's right.
I mean, we'd been working all day.
Yes.
And we know when you're that tired, the drink hits you in a different way.
Mm.
And then we were just a giggling mess because you're so tired. You just lose control.
Yeah.
You just feel it.
But some of the best bit of content has come out from that.
They're the best nights. When you have those nights when you think you're not really expecting, you're not really feeling it, and then all of a sudden your body just goes, yeah, cool. I'm
happens.
Up having fun.
You were overtired. Kedge was excited because we were at his house.
Yeah.
And I was a bit all over the place because my bearings weren't right.
Yeah.
So it just makes you go a bit crazy.
Well, because we were different angles.
Yeah.
Angles, different venues.
Everything's like, different.
Yeah.
But even now, it's a bit different.
How does it feel? Tell Kedge what you said to me.
Yeah, no. I mean,
about
when,
being
I,
in his
when
house.
I came in, Kedge obviously wasn't like, so Tommy was outside in the garden. Yeah. I was sort of like in and out the conservatory area.
Yeah.
Kedge was in his kitchen.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was on Come Dine With Me. You know, where you can just open random cupboards and just have a look.
Just walking around someone else's house.
Because he goes to me, goes, open the fridge and see if... I was like, all right, I'll open it.
Yeah.
But I felt rude doing it because it was like, he's not here. So can I do that?
I went upstairs, I tried his clothes on.
Brilliant.
Went for his cupboards.
Yeah.
Found all his toys by the side of his bed. Wow. There's a real collection there, isn't there?
Yeah, all from Kinder.
Exactly. And we're live from here. And
it's weird.
If I'm really honest, I'm looking forward to the end of the podcast.
Oh, I can't wait as well.
Oh.
I know, it's a terrible thing to say.
That is a very bad thing to say. People have just switched this on a Thursday
expecting
morning.
Expecting it to give it, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just thinking,
can't wait for it to be finished.
But why? Because I'm a simple man. What people already know why.
Because we're going to have a munch.
We're going to have a munch.
We are going to have a munch.
And we're watch footy.
And we're all starving.
And we're going to watch footy,
And we are starving.
Oh, who's playing?
Obviously, Tottenham.
Okay. Tottenham.
But can I just say, Kedge.
Yeah,
what the spread you've put on?
Well, I thought spread it out for you guys.
He's
to spread.
He's got both his nuts out.
Yeah.
Two bowls of crisps.
Yeah, got my rings out and some poppadoms.
Yeah.
What is interesting is that all of these foods are not podcast friendly.
No,
no.
So they're the noisiest food ever.
Why do you say that?
It's, look, there you go. Those are the corn nuts.
Mm.
Okay, I will do. I'm gonna have a nibble of your ring.
Okay.
The onion ring.
Feel free.
Go on. You go first.
And you have the poppadoms. So that's nice and quiet. I thought this will work really well on the podcast.
And then it's that kind of food that as soon as it goes into your teeth,
it's stuck.
You've got to leave them out.
You get
Gotta lick out the bits.
Gotta lick out the bits. Yeah. And as soon as you're done licking, you want some more.
You do, and you can't. No. And I'm the worst at this because I'm craving it. So if go quiet, and I'm going to be crunching slowly. So can you?
You're
just
not
going
to be. You're not going to be. You never crunch slowly.
Midway through the podcast, we're like,
but yeah, it's like all of the elements have changed. Do you know
the elements, but you know what? It's so nice to have you. I was like a kid today at work. I want to get home because I can't wait for the boys. They're coming around to play, and I can't wait.
Yeah, when I tell my wife, I go, you know, when you got to tone it down.
Yeah,
when you.
You can't say you're having fun today. No, you're looking forward to it.
This is work.
Yeah.
I mean, so Sachi's going to come pick me up at 4:30 and then we're going to record at Kedgie's.
Yeah. She's but hold on a minute. No, wait. Do it again slowly, the first bit.
Oh, so Sachi's coming around at 4:30.
And what he was actually thinking was, oh my God, we're going to play Sick Tunes in the car. It's going to be sick. Right, carry on.
I'm going, and so it's because it's Kedgie's, it's convenient for Kedgie today that we record around there. Look, I'm bumbling now even with you lot because I'm trying to phrase the right words, because if you go, Kedgie's got an empty house, he's free. it's like, how old are you?
Lads, yeah. But again, the undertones of that was, we go away because we're going to get a takeaway. We're going to watch football. We're just going to go crazy.
Exactly.
You know she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, I know, but it's all. But she's all right with it afterwards. But at the time,
you can't. Yeah,
she'll understand.
But, the deed's done.
But then she's like, what? But she did say, "What about the kids' dinner?" I was like, I'll do that before I go. I did the kids' dinner. That's when Satch turned up.
He did. They were eating when I was there.
Oh, good boy.
So He done that.
Done it. Done your duties.
And now I'm a free agent. But it's every guy knows when you want to have a night out with your lads. And I talk about this actually in my stand up, how you try and be good all day.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to be good all day. You just don't react.
Yeah.
The little trigger things.
Less commotion, the better.
The things that you could bring up. Oh, should we talk about this
Don't
how
bring.
You do this.
Don't bring
do that.
Up anything. Push it down.
I'm going out.
Yeah,
I'm. You know, it's like I'm about to. I've got parole that day from prison.
Correct.
Why am I going to? And someone's starting on me in the canteen queue. I'm not going to get in a fight in prison on the last day.
No, correct.
Right. So that's what that
best behaviour.
That was my strategy today. So yeah, I'm released now.
And
I think it was a good thing that, for example, I came round your house because I'm that friend that your wife's like, she's called.
Oh, it's only Sad. Everyone's wives mom loves Sad.
Yeah, no, and wives.
As if it was him and it was the other way around, what's
going on? Where are you going?
Why is he in my house?
He'll come in doing the running man. And he'll be like, he is the guy that you can't fly with. Yeah. You know, he's in the no-fly zone. Yeah. But thank you. I'm grateful to be out. And it's actually a lovely sunny day. Feels like spring is in the air.
It's the start of
April and it's a Monday night. I'm excited about today's podcast. How have you been? How was your weekend, boys?
Well, I think I've got to ask you two because you guys were obviously very much out together. It was like,
a loaded question.
Let's talk about that.
So, let's ask.
It's like date night.
How was our weekend, Sachin? So for those who don't know, it was this weekend was Sonu Nigam's concert. And so he was doing Wembley Arena on Friday night.
He was.
And that's where Sach and I were. And then Saturday at the Morningside Arena in Leicester. Which had never been to the basketball arena. Didn't realise that. It was packed out concert. So if you were there, and by the way, there were loads of Brownloaders there. Loads of people listened to the Brownload. So thank you.
Don't get me wrong. It was like, it ticked all the boxes in a weird sort of way. My mum wanted to go to the concert. I was like, I'll take you to the concert. Not a problem. I didn't mind going because my mate was there, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was like,
that's me, by the way.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We actually, I didn't see Sonu. No. Like he just kind of whizzed past
us. Do you mean you didn't see Sonu?
No, we saw him, but we didn't meet him or...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Should I say this? I'm going to say...
You didn't meet him.
We have to be true, right?
No, but come on. How many concerts have we been to when we've been about 2 foot away from
someone? Well, if you're with me, then we're on stage, mate.
Yeah.
No, but he was on stage. I think anyone could have gone on and off stage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He wasn't as approachable as your Udit Narayan. Udit Narayan, for example.
Well, hold a minute. Did you meet him, Tommy? You were hosting his show. So you there must have been a little selfie opportunity moment in the hallway, gangway, you know, where you thought, oh, let's just have a, you know, all right, Sonu, how's it going? Well, you know, normally they go, let's big up the host, Tommy Sandhu.
Yeah, Bobby Sidhu.
Yeah, Bobby Sidhu, yeah. From Club Asia Radio.
Yeah, Club Asia Network.
Network, yes.
I listen to Club Asia Network all the time. Love your show.
The best station in the world.
I haven't been on in 5 years, but okay, yeah, thank you.
Tommy, you're so good on that late night love show.
So just because you asked the question, and I have to be truthful. The podcast is truthful, right? I didn't even shake his hand. I didn't get to. And people were coming
up
to me.
You didn't shake his hand?
No, I didn't even shake his hand. I never said hello, never met him.
Did you cross like stairs?
Swords? No, we didn't.
Did we exchange any?
Nope. So firstly, Wembley.
We could have just sent a robot Tommy.
Well, AI Tommy all day long, right? AIT. It was the first day. Wembley's massive, right?
Yeah, it's big. It's a big place.
And when he rocked up, I was already there. I'd already done
but
my...
But you put the reel up and your dressing room was opposite his.
I know.
It was like there, and like 2 foot away.
And outside his dressing room is his security, who I know really well, who are cool.
But he's a really nice guy, that guy.
Yeah, that security guy. That really nice massive guy.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't... And then he kind of came in, came out. He didn't really look around.
Yeah.
But what I will say...
Yeah.
I have to balance it out because, yeah, he didn't have any really time for me, but I didn't really expect him to either.
What do you mean?
But what I did see him do, and I was, this is Morningside the next day, they went, one of the band members actually, because I was chatting to the band, he goes, we're going to have a little prayer before the concert.
Hmm.
You're welcome to join us. I thought, oh, that'd be lovely. That feels really like a nice positive way of starting it.
Yeah, a show, yeah.
And music, right? And I went up there and he came up there and he hugged every member of the band, and there's like 20.
Nice.
He hugged
you?
Huh? I was stood at the back.
He didn't hug you.
He didn't hug me.
Tommy, that was your chance.
I know, right? But at that moment, everyone who wasn't part of the band.
I played the triangle.
Right. Anyone who's not. Now, let's all go back downstairs, like to where the show is going to start from, and left them to it so that I didn't get to be a part of the prayer in the end.
So you missed that as well?
Yeah, but I stood at the bottom of the stairs. I thought, let me just channel some good vibes and see if I get something from here. But
I'm sorry, I can't handle that.
Yeah, but it was. So I just think he. Yeah, he.
No, no, but he's good.
He's been in the game a long time.
No. I'm going to balance it out because I saw. So I could see what was happening. Tommy was on stage hosting him on. So I could see Tommy. I was looking at both.
Yeah.
Tommy's to my left. Sonu's to my
right. Yeah.
So Tommy's hosting them on and I can see him. He was getting in the zone. And you can't knock him for that.
He's doing his VRs and all that.
He was doing his sort of. I'm ready. And to be fair, there was a bit of a delay between Tommy hosting him and him actually coming on and sort of the music going.
It's a bit awkward, that.
It was a bit awkward. But I could see he was getting in the zone and he wasn't ready. So I saw him come out the dressing room and he was walking towards the stage with, you know, his bouncer or whatever.
Mm.
But he was just in the zone and I was like, do you know what? Good on you. You stay that
focus,
way.
Focus, yeah.
He wanted to put on a show.
And that's why I don't go up and say hello, because I don't want them to feel like you shouldn't do that.
But pre-show, like, you know, mic test and all of that.
Because I think before, I think afterwards you can, but before you should be focused on your job.
Yeah, okay. And I remember actually Lily Singh, Superwoman. Yeah. We interviewed her just
Lily Singh,
right? Superwoman, right? YouTuber, and we interviewed her just before she did her show in Wembley. She did like a tour of like for all her crazy fans and all that kind of those. It was just mad. These young people just going crazy for her, right? And I'm gonna come back to what that rattling is. Everyone can hear in the background. No, Jimmy Savile isn't here with all of his chains.
Mr. T.
Yeah, he's in all Mr. T.
Can you just hurry up?
Yeah. Anyway, Lily, she didn't like it either. No one, just about to go on stage.
Yeah,
she went, Tommy, only because it's you, I'm doing this interview right now, but I've got to be on stage in 20 minutes.
No, agree. Right,
got to get this up.
I think you need... Whereas Kedge is the guy that would go there 2 minutes before the guy's about to...
Fully.
Yeah. And you know what? I was gutted.
I don't like that.
I'm going to say, Kedge, I was gutted that you weren't there because...
Yeah, I was gutted I was not
because
there.
Because, you know, it was all the hits that we know him for.
All the bangers. I've seen him before, so, you know, I've drank from that fountain before.
Right.
And it's a good fountain.
And I did feel, I know, I felt guilty because obviously I'm on and off stage. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do next and all those kind of things.
Mm.
And Satch is there and I think, something's missing.
Yeah.
There's a little skinny pole missing.
Yeah.
And that was you, Kedge. And then I saw Satch. Sorry, Satch, I'm going to have to say it.
Yeah.
Being a bit of a Kedge.
What did I do?
He went and sat where Kedge sits. Whenever we're at Wembley, we've been at Wembley a few times now, they have that barrier at the front.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of the barrier, there's those low little steps you can sit on.
Yeah.
And it's for the photographer, it's for security, it's for a little perch spot. Like,
to be fair, I just absolutely go there and I don't care. I'll just
and you went there and you filmed the whole concert from the front row.
Many,
even before,
sold many copies of it.
Row. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? sat there for about 2 minutes. Security went, sorry, you can't sit here. You got
to
move on.
No, it wasn't that. I said to the guy, I was like, I'm going to sit here for 2 minutes until he comes out. Then I'm off. And yeah. he was just like, yeah, cool. That was okay. It.
And then I thought, oh, man, that's weird.
Poor guy.
No, it wasn't. The guy was actually really safe because he was like, he didn't let anyone else sit there apart from me.
Yeah. Actually, that guy goes, oh, do you want a wristband for your mate? Because Satchel was going to add a ticket. And I thought, yeah, I'm pretty sure it'd be fine. Mm. And he went off, didn't he? It was a lovely security guard. Anyway, big up to security at Wembley. Big up all those people make it happen. But it was a great gig. Yeah. Loads of sing-along anthems. If you were there, you know, we had a good time.
What were the highlights?
Well, I think the highlights was we randomly went... Tommy should have been there. I was in some random VIP backstage thing before the thing with all sorts of different sponsors and people that were
coming up
to us and taking photos and saying, oh, we listened to you on the Brownload and blah, 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 blah. It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Weren't expecting
celebrity.
That.
Yeah, we went and stood in front of the media wall. Had our picture
you
taken.
You were on the media wall, yeah.
Oh, is that photo that we posted?
Can I just say,
that's a very nice photo. Yeah, it was. I did feel a little bit left out.
What did you notice about Sachin's face?
He was smiling,
yeah.
I'm going to show you a photo. I'm not smiling.
You were there. That was such a cheesy smile. Like, why do you do that?
Do you know what it was? There was loads of people were make. Oh, someone made me laugh, and there was why they were stacking. This is a normal photo.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah. That's serious, more like it. Just serious. Normal, serious. Yeah. Because people say that Satch doesn't smile generally,
and I was gonna post this one. Then I thought, nah, let me post the one where I'm smiling because. Whoa.
Like also, you had Sonnenigam in the middle, just sort of sticking his head between you two. And I was like, that should have been me.
Oh, and by the way, sorry, just because you've opened up your phone there, and Satch's got that new folding Samsung phone with a massive screen.
Oh, yeah.
Loads of people were like, oh, what is that?
Modern technology.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of wowing going on in the media.
Can we just big up Muddles for the nibbles? Because
yeah,
the food.
It was good. It was
the
good.
Chili chicken thing that was going around was delicious. Okay.
Loving. I'm quite surprised that you were on that, Tommy, with considering what you were wearing, because I was like, if he drops this on this now, we're going to have a problem.
He had that kind of like sort of skirt vibe, isn't it? So it was easy access to the toilet.
Tommy was just that was his outfit for the show.
Yeah.
If he dropped a bit of chili chicken and rolling that. Down,
I'm glad I did lap that up, because the next day at Leicester, I thought Leicester would have some good food, right? Backstage, they had onion bhajis with like onion pakore,
too much dal,
you're right, it was sloppy, and then they warmed,
that's just onion dal,
bless them, the guys warmed it up for me. I'm sure when they're fresh they're nice and they're crispy and all that, but you can't warm up a pakora.
Oh no, warmed up pakora is nice, dirty,
and then I had that because it was in a basketball arena. The dressing room was the changing room, so there was no way to really properly sit. It was like the benches. And I was a bit like, and I was just on my own because no one came with me on that one.
Sad now because I actually gave him company on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, having said that,
and we stole cookies.
Oh.
Can I've been hearing. I want to pick up on one of the things that you guys posted, and that was Satch taking the Mickey out of Sonnenigam's outfit.
Oh yes. Yes. I mean, that was a big talking point because it wasn't just me.
Describe the.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It was. I mean. You know, back in the 80s when Hira and Premi had that whole glittery vibe going
on? Yeah.
That was in the 80s. Cool.
Right.
But he wore a whole suit like that.
It was a proper suit.
But that's almost like Michael Jackson-esque Billie Jean.
Well.
It's funny you say Michael Jackson.
So yes. Then in Leicester, he had on like a black leather suit, which was even more Michael Jackson.
Brilliant. And because he is a fan.
And it had what looked like rips in it, in like claw marks.
Yeah, Wolverine. He had a fight with Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
It was like... Where, on the back or in the front?
Throughout.
How old is Sonnenigam? What do you reckon?
That's a good question.
I'd say, I'm going to go at mid to late 50s, 57, 58.
Yeah, he could pass as about 45, 46.
Oh, easily. Full head of beautiful flowing hair.
I think being in the game, I reckon about 53.
Yeah.
I think he's probably like late 40s.
Nah.
And what is he?
He's 49.
Is he?
49. Okay. 73.
Oh, so he started young. Really?
Oh, yeah, no, he started young.
Because of how long he's been in the game, it's been 3 decades
now. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, okay. Well, Michael Jackson suited up. He clearly loves Michael Jackson.
He does.
Actually, let me quickly
say
this.
All Indians do.
Yeah, right? And what I will say about him is he enjoys sound. He plays with noises.
Yes, he does. Did he do the Paneer Tikka Banger in the song?
No.
He asked the crowd for random words and then he makes it into a song. And he's very clever how
he didn't play with the crowd that much, but he kind of he did a big Lata Mangeshkar kind of tribute thing but he had the leather suit on, and then at one point during his song the band start playing Billie Jean.
And he's doing the whole
The pops.
And he's, in
pops.
The, he's in the hip.
If I was there, I would have been on stage with him.
Bruv. And then he did the moonwalk.
The crowd wowed.
No.
Me and Sach looked at each other and we slightly winced.
Because did the crowd react when Michael Jackson did his Billie Jean for the first time, moonwalk, and then everyone goes, ooh.
They were just wowed that, you know, it's him and he's
An Asian. How far did he do it? How many steps?
Well, the funny thing is, we were watching
half the stage.
But we were watching from side on, Sach. So we didn't see
it wasn't great.
No, but you don't know. It might have looked amazing.
Wasn't it good?
It wasn't good.
He was wide legged.
What do you mean wide legged?
Like, you know when your feet are shoulder width apart?
Yeah, it was like squatting and doing it.
Yeah.
And
it was like Someone please film. Why did he not film this? Please, I need to see this.
It's gone in a flash. We looked at each other.
That's a move. That's a move in itself. Dude. No. If you're like got your legs was like straddling or something, and then moonwalking out. That's a whole new art.
It's like you're sitting on an exercise bike and trying to do the
moonwalk. Yeah.
Like, it was anyway. And I'm like, oh my god.
Did he start it? Did he have the pops and the locks?
He thought it was sick.
Look, it might have been.
So basically, it was like me doing it on stage.
No better than you.
I will defend it just in case we ever meet him and he hears his podcast. That maybe from front on it looked better. But side on it was whack.
Side on he was coming towards you.
He was backing up towards us.
Leicester,
with his legs wide out, and he's just hanging there like. It just looks a bit.
People liked it. So it doesn't matter.
Talking of the people that were there, Pooja Joshi, let me just say hello to you. She's a regular Brownlow listener. She was in the crowd. Saw that video.
Yeah,
and she was, honestly, she was like, I've been listening since the Radio Days and all of that. So it's just nice. It was.
And also, I need to big up Arpit Shah, who I met right at the beginning of the concert.
Who's Pete?
Our pit.
Yeah.
He messaged me after and he goes, oh, that was me, by the way, calling your name out. I was like, oh, wicked man, nice to meet you. Yeah. Well, not didn't really meet you, I just said hello. Nice to meet you.
And by the way, okay, now can we move on from the weekend?
While we're doing big ups, I've got to squeeze in one more big up as well, actually. And that's from someone who's just called Brown Guy. I mean, he's even changed his name so he's affiliated with the Brown Road.
He's related.
Love him for that. And firstly, he basically messaged to say, Kedge, I tried the divider.
Peckers. The Tesco.
He sent the photo. He goes, I felt like an idiot. And then the message is, especially to Kedge, you made me look like an idiot. I'm not coming around yours for Eid. He's quite upset by it.
Full on.
So I took this upon myself to reply back to him from Kedge. Right. And I said, bruv, even Einstein felt like an idiot when he tried to explain gravity to the common man. You are Einstein. Lead the way, my brother. Love, Kedge.
Okay, we need to take...
And he replied back.
Before we get into the reply, Sach, we need to have a corporate statement on replying to listeners directly, particularly
Kedge. I was actually going to talk to you about putting a lock on the account so people can't.
Because now I'm like, oh, now you're reflecting on the brand by quoting Einstein in the comparison.
But in the beginning, everyone thinks you're a plonker.
Huh?
In the beginning, everyone thinks you're a plonker.
Even in the end, people think you're a plonker.
What did he say back to the Einstein quote?
He then replied going, ha ha, that's very true, Kedge. Please, can you also give a shout out to my lovely wife, Sadia, who introduced me to podcasts and, more importantly, to you legends.
You're a lovely man.
There we go.
Brown guy, thank you. And hello, Sadia. Eid Mubarak, Ramzan Mubarak. Hope you're having a good one.
And I'm back in there for Eid. Hey!
Come around your ass.
The way, we're invited tomorrow to the iftar dinner again.
He always tells us. The day before. And then the people invite us go, oh, Kedgen says never come. This is the first time he's mentioned it.
The invite actually came through at the end of last week, which always tells me that maybe they thought, oh, we got a couple of spares. What about that Tommy bloke?
Where is it? I bet you're something really nice.
Is that the English?
Is that Lords?
Lords, at the English cricket board.
I said to him, I would have come.
It's a cricket.
What time is it?
6 o'clock tomorrow. Actually, it's quite early, 5 o'clock, because they do prayers first. And that's always really amazing.
Can't make it. He's telling me a day.
I told him on Friday.
I didn't get told.
But didn't I say that? Oh, the email's just come through.
It came through 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. But anyway, if we wanted to go to, but I'd
sorry.
Sorry.
Can we address right, why are you jangling? Why are you jangling?
You do you know what he sounds like? He's like, do you know when a cow has a bell around his neck and he's just walking around the field?
Or when a murderer is walking up behind a like some, a victim
with like, a heavy leg.
On. And you just hear like,
let's hear it.
That's the swing. What do you think? Don't ever do that. Like, it's okay with us, bro, because I can forget it. Well, actually, but other people, they'll judge you for that.
What is it?
You guys have made me wear all three of my medals. So yes, I ran the half marathon.
He loves it. He loves
it. I ran the half marathon.
Well done, bro. I'll give you a round of applause. Thank you. That's big.
The London half marathon.
The London half. So it's the landmarks one. And so that medal is basically, it kind of looks like this. It opens up.
It opens up so you can put your powder in there.
It does look like a makeup thing.
Powder your big nose.
So I've got that one. And then I was just showing you that I've done like the London Trinity, because I did the London Half Marathon in September. Then I did the London Marathon in October. And now I've done the London Landmarks Half Marathon. So that's the Holy Trinity.
Bug, bug, kedgy ball.
So yeah. But you guys made me wear it all this time. Now my neck's hurting because they weigh a ton.
Look at that.
So
no, you shouldn't. If I'd done all of them, I'd wear them to Tesco.
Yeah.
I would, because it's a big achievement. And well done, man.
And you know what? Now that you said that, I think I might do that.
I think you should.
I mean, I did wear it around everywhere yesterday.
You should.
Those medals, 53 miles.
Oh, look at you, Carol Vorderman.
Yeah. 53 miles of bug kedge bug.
Bug kedge bug, yeah. Right. So there we go. But yeah, no, it was brilliant. And thank you.
How was it? And how do you feel about... sort of, because I thought about this when you put it up yesterday, your story, I was watching it. I was like, if I was a tourist that came over this weekend to go and see London and all the roads were closed, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
There was a lot of closure.
Because all the landmarks were
closed.
Locked off.
Yeah, so there were... Well, no, people
I'd be
were,
screwing.
People were in and around. You could, you know, there was, you could walk around them.
But you could drive into London.
No, there was no way you were going to drive in. There was a lot of lock off. And... but, you know, that's the beauty of running with these things, because you're never going to be able to do it ever again. And you run the streets of London and it's incredible. The atmosphere
maybe
is brilliant.
Some of those people will never come to London ever again.
Maybe.
That was their time. What happened? Oh, I spent the whole time in traffic.
Inconsiderate.
But what an amazing thing to have been part of. If you just walked into it and all of a sudden you just see people running and you just get caught up in that emotion and the cheering and all of that.
That's
and
a vibe.
It's brilliant. And it is nice. And I've got to say, a few of the brown loaders did actually sponsor me as well. So thank you to everyone who did sponsor.
What's the charity?
For Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Very good.
And yeah, it was a brilliant run and it was
What's
good.
The final figure? What did you get to? A few hundred quid?
Got to about 650. Lovely. I only checked it today. Lovely. So yeah.
And how long did it take? 2 hours?
Well, I thought, you know what? I thought last time I did the half marathon, I did it just over 2 hours.
Right.
And I thought, I wonder if you can do it under two
Beat
hours.
It. Yeah.
But I thought, I'm not going to put that pressure on me. I'm going to just go and enjoy it.
Mm.
Like the start. So, because I was running with all my cousins and everyone as well. I just got into a really good rhythm straight away.
Did you ditch him?
So I kind of ditched him like mile two.
I knew he was going
to
do that.
Well, you have to.
Well, no, because because the pace that they run, I run it as well. Do you know what I mean? So I thought I'll just hang with them. But I started getting, I got a really good rhythm and I started feeling good. I thought, you know what? I accelerated quickly to get away from him. But it just happened and my pace was just a bit quicker.
Yeah.
So I just got ahead and the first 8 miles, solid, really going at a good pace. Even my dad was like, oh, Ked, you're going fast.
Yeah. How did he know? You got a tracker on you?
He had a tracker and he was always looking at where they were standing. And then, you know, my dad, like you, Carol Vorderman, doing the math in his head and he was figuring it out.
Right.
But then, oh my God, the last two, because going at a speed that I've never ran at meant that I didn't know what was coming in the last 2 miles.
Right. Did you swear when you ran?
I did think about that.
Daddy,
but,
Daddy.
No, but I didn't because I thought, I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life because it's all positive.
Yeah, you are.
But in this moment,
controversial,
I had to keep it positive. So I was smiling and I was just thinking, just smile, be happy. And, you know, the usual PHS mantra, which is positive, happy and smile.
Okay.
And so I'd do that. And then the last 2 miles were hard. But then, you know, you're thinking, and then I thought, I'm not going to look at my watch now because I'm just going to give it some. But I'm not going to look because I might be already over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what I mean? So I thought, I'll give it the I crossed it and it texted me and it was 1 hour, 59, 30, 35 seconds. And sick. I thought, 20, just
did it. Lovely, that's sick. Fine, brilliant. So, yeah,
and this is the most important thing. What did you eat afterwards? Because, boy, I bet you must have eaten
oh
like
my
a...
God, I wolfing it down. Yeah, so literally, burrata, we had a, what do you call it? A bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Massive pizza. Even the crust, caned it. Yeah. I was caning other people's crust.
It's not your holler.
You were eating other people's crust.
I was eating other people's, passing the crust into my...
Pass the crust up on the left-hand side.
Then I came home and had Nando's. I was just like, I've just been eating. Yeah, I know.
You're feeling all right.
Unreal, like, the amount of food I've eaten. But yeah.
And even today, you were thinking hungry as well. So... all leading to the food that we're going
to
eat.
Yeah, but I want to get you guys to get involved in this. I somehow need you guys to get involved.
Get involved in what?
In doing a half marathon.
No,
yeah, I'll do it walking.
It doesn't matter, Satch. Honestly, I'll do it anyway.
I'm doing it again in October.
Exactly.
And I'll do it.
September.
But Satch, don't run ahead of me.
No, I'm not. I'm doing the walking. I did it last year. Yeah. Actually, saying that, Tommy, I was saying this to your missus just before you came down. I'm doing it again this year.
Oh, well done.
I've got about 12 people signed up. Just mates, and they were like, oh,
collect
yeah, we're
people.
This year. Yeah, collect
you know
everyone.
You know what? I noticed a few more Desis, and it was nice to see a few more Desis doing the half, because you don't see up on there doing it that many. Yeah. You get a few who are very good, but you don't get like, you know, Armad and me like us doing it. And it was nice to see more up on there doing it.
My wife's doing a marathon for the first time this year, at the end of this month. So
she's going to ace it. She's
going to
ace it.
I see her training.
Right. Actually, talking about food as well, by the way, I went to West Ham. West Ham versus
Southampton.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had the burger at the stadium. I'm just hungry. I want to talk about food.
Very quickly, I saw you at the stadium.
Was
Do you know how I saw? I was watching. So basically, I saw you put something up on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
And basically, the way I was in the gym yesterday, the way it was loading, I saw, let me see what Tommy's doing.
Click put on my thing, story. Mm.
Put on his story, and he was singing. He was singing the song.
The West Ham song.
Forever.
Blowing bubbles.
Do you know what was loading on my phone?
What?
And it just kept on repeating in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm forever blowing. And it just kept on going around. I'm forever blowing.
I'm forever blowing.
And that was it. And the whole gym was listening
to
it.
What was I blowing then?
No, but we didn't know.
No one knew.
Maybe that was it. That's the end of the song. I'm forever blowing. Thanks a lot, guys. See you later. Thanks.
But it was just on repeat and quite loud. And I was like, I better turn this off.
Yeah, had the burger. But, okay, I've got to tell you this. Quite a few of the lads were like, came up in the kind of, while we're eating a burger, and the burger was good, okay-ish.
Yeah, it's a burger. It's a stadium burger.
And then everyone moved on to the conversation of, have you been to Tottenham Stadium? Because the food's supposed to be amazing. It's got like shopping
it's
centres.
It's like Box Park.
Yeah.
It's the pizza there. Like that photo, I don't know if you might have seen it, but
pizza's banging.
That photo I put up, Satch couldn't even believe it. And the amount of people going, Kedge, what restaurant are you at?
And where was it?
And it was at Tottenham Hotspur Football Stadium. Because it was.
I've had that pizza.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
Yeah, remember I came with you and
I told Satch to say, have this pizza. Good?
It's restaurant quality pizza.
Oh, wow.
But you can get a normal margarita, but they will add, if you want, like a bit of pesto sauce on it. And oh my God, it's
lovely. Okay, stop knocking over people. But yes, big up Tottenham, big up burgers, big up stadiums.
And the game, good result for you, wasn't it, really?
West Ham won, so yes. Happy days. Controversial VAR goal, which apparently they said if they carried on looking at it for maybe 50 more seconds, it wouldn't have been given. But that's the latest.
But they just...
No,
I'm balancing out. I'm balancing.
What do they call that? In another phrase, I've heard of like microaggressions or micro whatever.
How is that
micro-mene.
He's just annoyed about football. His manager's been sacked. Yeah. They're going to play in a bit. It's a tough game. I think he's a bit worried about tonight.
I'm a bit worried. And like I said, if we're losing a half time, I'm kicking you out.
And I'm going to make...
I ain't leaving.
As long as I've eaten my food, I don't...
I ain't leaving until the end. But speaking of something controversial, and I want to kind of bring this to the table, because this week, for some reason, I mean, I'm on a Zoom call with you, Kedge, more or less every day for work.
Yeah, we are for work calls
and
all
that.
With
the rest of the team. But
just a little dislike. This is, whatever this has irked him. This has really got...
Why?
I can feel it. The tone has changed.
Yeah, and I think I've messaged this to you in the week, definitely, Kedge, because it kind of wound me up a bit.
Go on.
And it's not just the work. I've just seemed to found myself on a whole bunch of either Zoom calls or Skype things or little meetings that you have just had planned for this week. And for some reason, everyone just brings their dog on the Zoom call or the Skype. And I'm like, we're trying to have a conversation. And I'm like...
Well, they bring their dog or their dog jumps into the shop.
Look, the way I was looking at it is, if you're on a Zoom call, you try to be in a room where no one's going to walk in, like your kid, if your kids, children,
family,
kids, family, you don't want no one to disturb you.
We've been through all of that.
And I think that's
lockdown.
Like your sort of Zoom etiquette now, isn't it? It's part of it.
Constantly
so
quiet.
Why are dogs now allowed?
why are dogs now allowed? Yes, oh, right.
Or so, pets or so, cats so or like, whatever. Why,
and then yeah. and then they kind of well, encourage them onto their lap.
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of feel like you have to acknowledge it. So you have to say, "Hi, Minnie," or whatever the dog's name
I
is.
I didn't do that.
So hold on. So someone's dog came into the shop.
Yeah.
What? Why are you not?
Because
cool with
it's
it?
it's just annoying. I just want to get down to business and talk about what we need to do. It's annoying. It stops the Zoom call. Everyone's focused on the dog. Oh, how cute is it? How old is it? I don't care.
But people are going to have bitches in the living room getting it on, and they're going to have cats in the kitchen, morning. And
No, but it's just I
you're saying that it takes the attention
it
away.
It takes
from...
attention away from that, and I just feel like. Because obviously, look, if a person comes in, you could probably even get told off for that if it's like an important work meeting.
It's funny to say that I've noticed that people are bringing like their babies into it as well. So then everyone goes, "Oh, give little Stephen a wave, everyone," because everyone talks funny as well, and everyone goes into baby voice. Give Stephen a little wave. If there had to be someone cute, oh, this has got to be it, you know. And then it's like, oh my, you know. And then, don't be the kid who then just sits there and don't wave. You have to wave. Wave at Stephen, because little Stephen, who's like 7 months old.
No, it's Cage in a different light when these things happen, because he's well in there. He's asking questions like, oh, how old is it and stuff?
No, I don't. He's such a wind-up. He's really involved.
Basic. How old is it? What does it do? What are we trying? What have you got?
Tell me how many months that your baby is, so then I can sit here and try and figure that out. Because all I want is 1 year old.
But Ked would just be there being negative, like, what kind of world are you really raising him in, though? Do you know what I mean? Think about it. Are you sure it's yours?
Is he on the artificial hype? Yeah, you know, the AI. No. But I think I can feel Satch's frustration a little bit, because I think that you shouldn't really entertain that. You've got to keep your pets and your everything out.
I think babies
are all right, because I get that. You know, that's part of, you know, you'll be working from home for a reason. Maybe you're babysitting. That's all part of your life. That's fine.
They like their babies. That's for some people, particularly for English people. That is like their baby. They talk about their pets like their babies.
I get that, but is it
professional?
Yeah.
Is it unprofessional?
Yes.
No. It's just, look, you're working from home. Kutta comes in. Are there Monty, right?
Yeah, Monty on the lab. Monty on the lab. Like,
Gumbar, whatever it is.
Then he's breathing down the camera, slobber all over the place.
That would make the conversation a little bit more interesting for me. I'd be like, oh, great.
No, but what's that saying it does is, because then say if you were hosting this thing, the event, you'll be like, oh, how old Monty and all of that. And then, oh, Monty hasn't been too well. He's done his nose in or something. And then you've got to go to the vets.
He's done his nose in.
Yeah, he's got to go to the vets and all that. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes, you're bloody chatting about a dog.
Okay, so how about, do people's other halves come in? Do you see that? Do you see
no,
that?
People I've never seen that.
I have seen it, but they've just been in the background. Right. Yeah. You know, just
doing things.
Yeah, doing things. And then they're clear off.
Okay, so I don't really do Zoom calls. Maybe once, twice a year. It's just only to prepare for a filming or something like that. But so my wife's on calls all the time, video calls, right?
And she's WFH as well, quite a lot.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So you're potentially the person that's around. In
you're the annoying person.
But, well,
you're in the shop.
But I know etiquette that... She's probably on a call.
Yeah.
And I don't... Firstly, I always assume that she probably is on a call.
Right.
So I'll come in, do a thumbs up, thumbs down. And
just,
she
through,
goes,
just through a little bit of the door that's ajar.
And if she's on a call, because the screen's got the back to me. So as you open the door, right? So I can kind of thumb up, can you talk? And she won't acknowledge me if she is in the middle of it. She'll just kind of look up and look away.
So you think, oh, that's normal
life? Or she'll go, yeah, what?
You'd rather not be acknowledged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's better off when you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then and I go, you want some food? Is there food? Want some lunch?
Or is that the action?
When she's on the call. Right. And then she'll do a little, out of the shot of the camera, she'll do a little thumbs up like, yeah, go make me food. And then after...
But how do you know what that involves?
What she wants to eat?
Yeah.
No, I know. It's always a wrap.
Standard.
Yeah, a wrap, maybe a few crisps on the side.
Yeah, she's simple.
But... I honestly have to drop that plate of food off like you're sliding into a prison cell where you just like slide it in out of shot. So I come around the side of the screen, put my arm around it, and go out.
So your hand goes into the screen?
No, around the side of the screen.
Oh, so you're out of the shot the whole way, walking against the wall.
I've come to the back of the computer so she can see me.
Oh, right.
Right?
And you're just sliding it in.
Slide my arm around the side without coming into the camera shot.
That must make noise.
What? Yeah, she'll go. And then she'll go, thanks, Tom. No, and that's it. And then she'll carry on with
the... You just put it on mute, though, innit? Oh, mute. He's clanging around.
No, but yeah. I'm not a clumsy waiter.
No, you're not. He's been a clanger, definitely. Yeah. If Kedra's serving
you... This kind of clanging around. Exactly.
But also, I know. But when I am every now and then on a call, or even if I'm on the podcast, I can hear her... Bang, doors are going, Milo, no, I'm like, you know,
Tommy, you don't do gum.
I do gum.
No, you don't. That's not classified.
You're right.
It's not classified. That's not gum. Because you're having fun.
You joke about it, right? This is one of the conversations we have. I said, I don't think you respect my work.
No, I did that.
No, because...
He's gone there.
Because we're flexible in my work and I can just... stop whatever I'm doing. And just change pick things the kids around. Up, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Flexible.
And then it doesn't feel like I'm actually having a job, but I'm accountable to me. So if I don't do it, it just doesn't get done, whatever that thing might be that day. Fine. But I respect that. I was thinking of that song. What's that? K7. Remember? K7, Come Baby Come.
Yeah.
And he goes, I slam the door, boom, when I come into the bedroom.
Bam.
Yeah, right? I don't. I come into the room like I'm a dead.
Little Billy.
Like I'm a thief. Yeah, exactly. You know, tiptoeing around. But,
next time, you should just go in and then just go and sit on the lap.
Yeah, well, funny enough, to like say that. Once, about 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
I went and she went, and I put it down, and I didn't realise, I thought the camera was off for some reason, and then I saw the woman in the picture. She had a lovely bright coloured top on.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, oh, sorry, this is my husband, you know, Tommy. I went, oh, hello. I went, oh, and I quickly leant back and I went, oh, is that? And I looked at my wife like, is it all right to talk? And she goes, yeah. And she nodded like, you know, yeah.
You were given permission.
You've jumped up on the lap, Monty. You might as well finish up what you're going to say.
He jumped up on the lap.
So I looked at this woman and I went, oh, I said, you've got a lovely little setup in your house. And she then, my wife, Tommy, just checking all that.
I can't believe you said that to her work colleague, Tommy.
Right, but she poked my leg. My wife was like, shut up. Like, you're not here to.
Shut up.
But I'm not, what am I going to go, hello? Namaskar. Hello, and then off I go, you know, like a subservient husband.
But
she appreciated it. And I went, and she had a bright coloured top on, lovely bookcase. I said, that's it.
Was she old?
Huh? She was older.
Yeah, that's why. See, he knows what he's doing. But then on the flip side, I was thinking about it. And I know this is something that Kedge does do on the call.
What's that?
He's always eating. But Kedge is that he slides it in quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, what like,
you know what, Satch? Because it's that is,
I know
that,
it is, and I know,
it's
and I
my
know
time,
it.
And
no,
I can't.
No, but I know,
how does it look?
Look, I know he's hungry because the time we have our calls at work is the time he kind of needs a break because he would have worked for three, 4 hours and he just needs that time.
And also, that's my breakfast time. That's when I have
breakfast. Your breakfast time.
Yeah.
But the way he eats, he just slides in quickly. It's like, croissant, and it's gone down. Like, it's not like you pick it up and...
Okay, do you lean out of shot?
No, he's in shot. I'm in shot. It's just done very quickly. And I'm like, bro, you can slow down this call.
I think
it's not Zoom
friendly
etiquette to eat in a meeting.
I agree. I think that's probably worse than having a dog on your lap.
But because, I don't know about that, but
you doing it quick makes it worse.
Does it?
Because then now you're...
I'm glad I'm getting this feedback.
Now you're admitting that is wrong and I'm trying to do it on the sly and I've quickly...
Oh, I'm going to do it quickly.
Yeah.
So I know it's wrong.
So you're saying from tomorrow I'll just bindas.
Take your time. Open it. Open the wrapping, everything.
But when I was working from home, I don't want to show them that I'm eating chakri, gatya and fafra and all of that.
Eating.
Because I had to get ready for the rest of the
eating. I'm eating the food.
No, but do you know what I mean? I can't always give that away. I'm a bit like...
Bit of puri and sake.
No, because one of them asked me, goes, Kedge, what are you eating there? I said, oh, a bit of toast. It wasn't toast.
He ain't seen
it.
I know it ain't toast. I've seen what you're eating. It ain't toast. No. But when he's at home, it's quite different. I know what he's eating.
It's the fact you do it quickly. That's why.
Just don't do it.
No one notices.
Yeah, like, just everyone notices, but just do it normally.
But I think the whole operation of opening your mouth and putting something in, I think, is rude.
Yeah, I agree.
On a Zoom.
Why are you doing it then?
Because you can't wait.
I'm starving. I can't wait. And then I don't like cold toast.
I would love to see the Zoom and to see you bend over, like go under the table and come up.
I thought about doing that a couple of times, and then I thought that's really weird as well. That's really weird as well. So, oh my God.
It's fine. What I ideally need
is that there's a robot version of Kedge because they are talking about that. You can get a robot version of Kedge that basically just sits there while I'm actually eating.
And does what you need to say and stuff.
Yeah, and it says what I need to do because you can program that. And the way that, you know, ChatGPT-4 is now going and all the advancements that have been going, which... You know, it's gone absolutely.
ChatGPT, man.
No, but you know what? It's funny because the people who are the non-believers are now coming to me, even at work, and going, Kedge, You're right. Because they're seeing things in different fields. Like, there was one guy who went to a radio conference, and he's like one of the big guys who basically, you know, works in radio and you know, sorts out music, and he's focused a lot on the music side of things. And, you know, they're always looking at, like, doing experimental tests to see, you know, what music is like by the listeners, which ones perform better. And there is a whole sort of science behind that as well.
Yeah, right.
And he went to a conference in Amsterdam, and he came back. And the first thing he did, he ran up to me and he goes, "Ked, you know what this ChatGPT book was that you're talking about? And everyone thinks that you're a bit of a plonker."
Yeah.
He goes, "They showed us some stuff." He goes, "Ked, they did a three-way radio show. Three-way radio show with all the bands. With all the bands." And he goes, "You couldn't tell the difference. You couldn't tell that they delivered your breakfast show with the bands." But what they can do as well is that because they know Satch likes, let's just say, Snoop Dogg, when they introduce the Snoop Dogg track, they will sell it differently for Satch because they know that he's going to connect to it in a different way, and they will know all that information.
So the links, they change.
So the links change and everything. You're like, my God.
So rather than say, here's a banger from Snoop Dogg, you might go, here's the man that gave us that 1987 album that sold. This minute, you go, oh, because Satch will want to hear the stats. For example,
exactly,
he's a bad
or because it's going out of Satch, you're like, oh, and also he did that Bollywood song with blah blah blah, as Sing His King.
So it's
working towards the listener that much, because it gets to know. And you
so if
think,
it was you, would go, "Hey, Kedge, here's Snoop Dogg with his Bow Wow Wow Yippee Oh Yippee Yay," which is very different from Dolly Parton.
That's correct,
because it knows.
I would have known Dolly Parton.
You're down with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. He doesn't work 9 to 5.
No.
Like your favourite artist.
Yeah. He sleeps from 9 to 5.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But Michael Jackson had 9 to 5 in his lyrics for Off the Wall. So, because you don't want to work at 9 to 5 when you work your 9 to 5.
Look, he's proud of the fact he threw that little stat.
No, because that's what the AI can't do yet, because it's not ready for that yet. But I did send you a little video today.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And I just wanted to see your reaction, and I thought I'd just leave it there. Satch, do you want to describe it?
Yeah, so basically the video was of AI.
Mm. Like making a robot. It was a robot.
It was a robot singing in the style of Kanye West over different songs. So there's like a Drake track. There was a Dr. Dre track. Mm. There's an Ice Cube track. There was...
not just in the style of... Like, mimicking his voice.
Yeah, so
it's Kanye's voice singing songs that Kanye hasn't sung.
Singing, so it's like basically Kanye West singing Still Dre, who we know it was Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Like, he's not on the track or nothing.
No.
And I heard it and I was like, okay, I can tell that it's not Kanye West, but for the normal person that's listening would be like, I've not heard this version. Like, where's Kanye come from?
That's me, because I don't know the music as well as you do. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
I could definitely hear it. I think they did a great job. It's like
it was very good. It's but
like AI Kanye.
But there was still a little bit. I mean, maybe it's just because it's me. Yeah.
And you have a musical
You listen to
ear.
Certain tones that we don't.
Yeah. Like it went in the right key and stuff. And I was like, I'm not sure. But it was very good.
Yeah, it was very. And
it was very good.
This is still so early days. So you wait till they kind of get that.
The fact that they're already
up.
There. And then there was the other video I sent you of that robot actually speaking.
That was weird. That reminded me of iRobot, the film.
And that kind of, you said that kind of, you were a bit uncomfortable by that.
It was a bit uncomfortable because I was like, where do you draw the line with robots in the sense of what you can say and can't say to them?
Because this one was talking absolutely fine. Yeah.
So it's like a head on a robot neck. You can tell.
It's got the upper body.
Yeah, it's got the upper body and the face.
And there's a guy who's interviewing it behind the camera, and he's basically saying like, "Oh, what's
your happiest
moment?" And she goes, "It's she." Right? And goes, "Oh," she goes, "Oh, when I was brought to life, kind of thing. It's amazing to interact with humans. I'm so excited about humans." And then he goes, "Oh, what's your saddest day?" Was realizing that I'm not human and I won't experience the full emotions of life like you guys do. But
freaky,
I'm very excited. But actually, while she was saying all that, I'm going, "Yeah, but this has been programmed."
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what you have to understand about that. That wasn't programmed.
Of course, it is. It's been created. It's like
no. That's what it's doing is it's scraping everything around the world, and because it's using this new technology, the GPT-4, which is basically scraping 100 times more information, and it's just basically trying because it's the difference here is that it's now generative AI, so it's creating, and that was where we were stuck. It was before; it was not generative. Now it's generative and it's creating. So that's where those realms is where we are at.
I find
that's why Elon Musk is now
He said something quite controversial, wasn't it, last week?
Well, the thing that he said is that he goes, we need to stop the advancement of AI for the next 6 months because this is going to ruin humanity.
We've got to work out what it is.
Yeah. So, because I reckon they've seen something. There's either that or it's just Elon Musk because he hasn't got any horses in this race. Because he's putting his horses everywhere else, and because Microsoft and everybody else have got many a horse.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, because obviously he's not going to be the king. So you've got to look at it from there as well.
But I think, forget Elon Musk. Me just looking at it from what it's doing and how it's affecting people, I think we need to stop it.
Yeah. I think Elon Musk should get a robot done, but have it like, so it just sees the world through his eyes. And then it'll be Musk Donen.
Hey! Boom, boom.
I was building up
that. That was good. His lips were moving like before that because he was practicing, he was rehearsing that. That was brilliant.
Sorry. Scripted much.
Exactly. No,
we never script anything on the podcast.
No, but that was a. Thank you very much.
It was all right.
Then but you're right. I'm quite excited about how this is all going to unfold.
I'm worried.
I know we tend to make out of your head because you love tech and you love all this stuff. But this clip that I sent you. I can't even get my head around what all the impacts.
It reminded me of Westworld, and actually, so the Westworld people said that, you know what, people will be looking back at the Westworld series as a little sort of documentary of how the world has gone.
Right. Well, actually, this was on another podcast. I think it was on Joe Rogan's, and they were talking about how TV and film is often at the forefront of technology because they've got all that money to invest in it, and they've got the ideas. Mm-hmm. So these are philosophers, these are thinkers, these are society people. It's actually, the technology is one part of it, but it's getting it into life.
Action,
One thing that made me think a lot over the weekend, which I heard, was that this guy who's very much into machine learning and AI and all of that, and he's quite deep into the game, he said, how stupid are we as humans that we send a spaceship into space and we've got a human trying to control it? He goes, this robots and technology is so far ahead. The guy who's controlling it, the human, he goes, he's actually just going for a ride. He goes, because we don't need a human to fly this thing. It's the biggest pile of rubbish that we're doing at the moment, that we need a human to fly a spaceship.
Yeah.
And that makes you realise.
Makes sense,
It makes you realise, actually, it is all a bit silly, that. Because
Thank you, Kedge, for being our resident tech head.
Resident tech expert in the corner. Do you know what I mean?
Tech head. He's a proper tech head.
He's a tech head.
In the words of Chepa DG.
We are not a bunch of tech heads.
No, he's just him. Just solo. Singular. Proper tech
There's head. Only one tech head.
Tech hedge.
Tech Edge.
No, it's a Tech Edge.
This is getting better and better. Yeah, love it.
He loves it.
Right, so then on to things we've learned. I mean, was a lot of things that we've learned, but...
That went really quick, that podcast.
Yeah, we're there.
I've got a couple of things. I've got some
brilliant things,
I've got two as well, you know.
I'm going to go with one.
Should we do Michael Dublé? Should we do a little Dublé?
No, I don't think we should go Dublé yet.
He's only got one.
No, I've got two. But
come on, let's do a Dublé. One's a little. The second one's a little one.
All right. Well, by the time we get to me, I'll decide if it needs a double.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with my little one then.
Go on, as you do. He says that to all the girls. Right, go on.
It is, and it's about Sonu Nigam, because I said this to Tommy during. During the concert, and I think it kind of blew his mind a bit. He was like, no way.
Go on.
Did you know Sonu Nigam has done a track with?
Yes.
Mr. Vegas.
Oh, no.
Call him Mr. Vegas. That one, call him.
No, Mr. Vegas.
The ragga.
Heads high.
Heads up.
Kill him with the no.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done it. Sonu Nigam and him.
Sonu Nigam's done a track
with him. I know he's done some random collabs.
He's done a track with Mr. Vegas. I've got it somewhere. I'll find it and play it to
you. Is it good?
It's different.
Does he sing in Hindi?
He's singing in like English and Hindi.
Oh.
It's years ago, and I remember going.
Because didn't he do it?
I got it on a random promo CD ages ago, and I was like.
Did he not do a collab with Jackson's brother as well, innit? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so.
Michael Jackson passed away.
Was a bit.
Who would have approached who? Him or Mr. Vega?
And I remember reading about this, was he goes, oh, I just came across this artist and someone sent me their song and said, can you drop a few little bars on this?
Hindi lyrics on it.
But he's singing Sonu sang on the, it's called Galis, the song.
Galis.
Like the girls.
Sonu Nigam doing some like, you know,
it's a proper reggae, proper dancehall track.
Are you sure it's not Gullies?
No, Gullies. It's called Gullies. It's quite a popular Mr. Vegas track, but there's a remix. Official remix. Will
it, okay. Would it make me dance?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. This is the original is a big tune.
So it's not an original kind of.
No, but it's like imagine if they had it's like the B side and he's done a remix. It's an official track. But it's just mind blown, isn't it?
So wow. That is mind blown.
Where did that come from?
Okay, fine.
But the thing I did learn.
We'll give you that little poke.
The official one thing that I learned was, so what's the one thing that your folks or anyone older, like your parents or whoever, would say you should be eating when you're revising? What's the one food they
Badam.
Should be eating?
Badam. Yeah.
Why?
Because apparently it increases your brain capacity and you'll be able to remember more, is what we were always told.
It makes you sort of retain, you know, things information. That you're eating. I can tell you today, you can swap badam
for
chocolate. Does the same thing.
Don't lie.
How?
Because it's the same science of when you're... It's
yeah, but one's good for you, one's not. One will give you a sugar high and then you'll get a crash afterwards.
It doesn't matter. You want to absorb something and learn it and
know
how to...
So has the same chemical properties as badam.
Badam.
Wow.
For learning stuff.
There we go.
Fact.
Okay. Stick a Toblerone in me.
There's all these students kind of...
Where?
No, like in my mouth.
We've lost Toblerones.
What a waste.
The big bar as well. Yeah, the
it's
big
really
one.
Hard okay. to fit them in your suitcase sometimes at Heathrow Airport. We're like, Kedge, come here. What's that on the floor?
Yeah, that's Toblerone.
My one was really... I was going walking down the street and I saw a skip in someone's front garden.
Oh, yeah. Good old skip in there.
Yeah. I thought, why do they call it a skip?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Why do they call it a skip? What are you skipping?
Why is it a skip? Yeah. Skip is it's probably short for like skip yard. Skip.
Stop, don't you have to repeat the same word again. Skippy the bush kangaroo. Right, so I was like,
Is it what do you call it? Like a, what's that word? Is it
Monica? Can you just put
like a sorting.
Oh, you mean like an acronym?
The acronym is
no,
the
it's not. No.
In the pile.
The origins of the rubbish.
Sorting kachra in pile.
Sorting
kachra in pile.
No, close. Yeah, could be. In pile.
In pile.
Yeah. What?
Into piles.
Into pile.
Into piles.
Who's got
sorting kachra into piles. That's it.
No, but it's sorting crap into piles.
Or that.
Yeah, with the same. Yeah. But the origins is actually from a Norse word.
Okay.
Right? Called the skepper basket. So actually, it's a word this is often used in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. Hmm. It comes from the word skep, used to refer to a basket. So it comes from skepta. Skepa. But it's basically how a desi would say, like, a skepa like a skepa.
Skepa medelado.
S-K-E-P is a Norse word that means basket, and it comes from that.
And it's a that's big why it's basket.
Because I thought, we're not skipping anything. So there you go. It's not a skip. You can actually call it a skep.
You should drop that one to Skepta.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
he's a bit of a basket.
And say you're
you're a basket.
Yeah. You're a basket.
You might want to run.
And your tunes are rubbish. Is that what you're saying?
No, his tunes are lovely.
There you go. So
love Skeppy.
Gonna get me beaten up. Okay, what you got?
So my one, and I only discovered this a couple of days ago, and I felt like such a wally that I have never even questioned this all my life, and we are now. Increasing the human population, and I bet you the majority...
Are you? You?
Well, no, not me, but as a whole. And we are not passing this information down, and yet we are taking it for granted, because that's what we look for. Cool. When we are busting for the loo, and you're in a shopping centre, you're in wherever you are, in a museum, wherever, you're looking for that toilet sign, normally, which is what? What is the universal
man
toilet?
Or woman?
Man or woman, yeah.
But the letters, what letters would be used?
WC? Sometimes,
exactly. Mm. And we all know, like I'm showing you here, that is the universal sign for a toilet. You're looking for that WC. Why is it WC?
I know what it stands for.
I know what it stands for.
What?
Water closet.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You never knew that. Well, that's
do you know why it's a water closet?
Well,
I didn't even know it was water closet.
I knew it was water closet.
You never thought WC were you?
No.
I suppose I do little bits and property, so I think you've just read it or seen it over the years, maybe. But I also think most people know it's water closet. But the
why is it called?
I don't know why.
Water closet. Okay, let's put it. It's going to be old school, isn't it? So maybe
it's an old school thing.
Got it right. So go on.
So basically, according to the plumbing website, and this is Plum World that everyone goes on to, it was first used. It was first used in England in 1870, and it was officially known as the wash down closet. Because and then it obviously became water closet, because basically they wanted to be a little bit polite about when they say they're going to the toilet. So therefore, it was used in this manner. So it was known as, oh, they were going to the washdown closet. And then that's why it's since then. It's just been known
as a bit like when people say the restroom. I'm going to I'm going to go to the ladies room. I'm going to go pamper my nose. It's like a politer way of saying it.
Right. And so basically this was it. And then and this is how it sort of came into existence, the WC. But like, actually, no one's going to know that. And also, we're in now 2023. Why don't we just call it the T? Just the, you know what I mean? It's the toilet. It's the toilet.
Oh, even Dutty. Seriously, I thought you meant like, you know, to be polite, I'm going for a tea.
I'm going for a tea. I'm going to pee and a tea.
Yeah. I'm going to help you.
Empty.
The good thing about P is it goes all the way. So actually, those letters apply to all of them because it's P for Peshab.
Yeah.
And piss. And then T for Dutty or toilet.
Toilet.
Yeah, so you're all right.
The English people don't say, I'm going for a toilet.
No, they don't.
When I was little, I used to say, oh, I need to go for a toilet.
Yeah.
Because the toilet was the actual thing.
But
it's not.
No.
The actual product.
Yeah, the actual product, but it's not. We all did think that when we were little.
I'm going to go do a toilet.
I said that. Oh, mummy, I need to go and do a toilet.
You got to lay a toilet. In my wife's family.
Drop a toilet.
My wife's family in Canada, because in Canada they call it the washroom.
Right, yeah. In the washroom, yeah.
But because they're all from India, Punjab, like, they go, well, washroom, washroom. Yeah, so that's quite common. Yeah. Bosh, washroom. And that sounds appropriate. Like, oh, quick, like a quick one. Well, you know, quick.
Quick bosh.
Bosh. Mm. Bosh. Yeah. Bish bash.
Exactly.
Weird, mate. Weird.
Don't forget to wash after you bosh. Thank you. We're not, okay, look, let's indulge. Let's share the dilemma of food.
No. Let's now, because obviously the listeners are going, oh, look, they're done. They're excited.
Yeah, we're going
to
go.
So now we have to pretend that we're not going to have any fun.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. So should we pretend the listeners are wise?
I've got to spend the evening with Cage.
So that's the end of the podcast, guys.
It's going to probably take about an hour to wrap the wires up and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks
for coming. I know you guys have been coming from far, Satch.
I've got to listen to Tommy in the car on the way.
Yeah, it's not going to be. You know,
probably be quite a lot of traffic as well.
You might be able to listen to the footy if you want to in the car.
I'll probably put the radio on. And then
I don't even think his radio works. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I'm not really into football.
No,
I'm not even into having fun. I'm happy just to. In fact, we might put on some religious music, Satch, and just chill out and sort of say our prayers.
You know what? Actually, I'm feeling a bit tired, so I might have an early night. I might have an early night, guys.
Finish it Christmas, that's it, man. I'm knocking the head.
Don't finish it, it's fine, I'll just chuck them away.
I know what? I'd rather be at home with my wife and kids.
Okay. We're not going to have fun.
I'm only kidding. I love it.
You know what?
I love him.
This week, only have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Bindas, as you would say.
Yeah.
And have a good Easter. So the day this is coming out is Friday. It's going to be a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's a Thursday.
It feels like a Friday because it's
end of the week.
FDW.
And next week's an FDW.
Next week.
And then the coronation isn't far away.
Yeah, coronation's there.
I swear there's three bank holidays.
Too many holidays.
It's all happening, man. I can't wait.
Love it. Okay, enjoy it, lap it up, and until next week.
Are we going to be on regular turf next week? Because we're
back onto the home
turf.
We did an away match. Now we'll go back to the home.
Do you want to come south?
Should we go around the?
No. Why are you making it like we're going to have fun?
Oh yeah. Oh sorry. What's in South London?
Bro, this tracks, mate.
It's quite far, but let me just work it out with the kids here. I'm just going to make my wife's lunch.
Okay.
And then once I'm clear on those duties,
you get back to me.
But, you know, I've got responsibilities, Satch.
You do
know.
That.
Yeah.
This thing, you know, it's not a high priority.
It's not jolly.
Exactly.
God.
God, I don't.
Bye.
This is work. Right. Okay. Until next week.
Bye.
Laters.
Let's go eat.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.